This is WCAI. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Junker. It has been a week with temperatures in the 80s, touching 90 in spots, and even more oppressive has been the humidity. With us to talk weather, as he does most Fridays, meteorologist Phil Burt of CapeCodWeather.net. Hiya, Phil.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Phil, we've heard a lot about this being a heat wave, so I wanted to ask you, is that a meteorological term? Do meteorologists have a definition for a heat wave?
Yeah, there definitely is. It's when the high temperature reaches or exceeds 90 degrees on three consecutive days. So actually, for the Cape, it actually technically hasn't been one. Martha's Vineyard came really close, had 2 days of 90, then settled back to about 86 or 88, I think, and then made it back to 90 the next day. But actually, no one on the Cape officially, I believe, officially has verified a heat wave.
So just west of us, they've been having a heat wave.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to go over the bridge, any, you know, really, once you get to New Bedford and Taunton, all those places, Plymouth, and then from there north and west, I think everyone just about has. Some places are on 6 or 7 days straight now of 90-plus. And I'm sure, you know, people with their backyard thermometers easily blew past 90 degrees, but the official stations, Falmouth, Hyannis, Chatham, Provincetown, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, those spots, I don't believe any of them actually ever made it. Most spots topped out around 90 one time or two times, but not three consecutive days. On most afternoons, we were saved by the sea breeze, so we would settle back. We get to like 88, and then we drop back to like 84.
But it did feel even hotter than whatever the thermometer was saying because of the humidity, right?
Yeah, and especially the beginning of the week and really today and tomorrow again, the dew point, which is sort of a measure of the amount of moisture in the air, which produces that sticky, nasty feeling that we're all growing accustomed to, has been in the 70s. So once it gets above 70 degrees, it really starts to feel very humid. When it's in the 60s, most people are kind of uncomfortable, but okay. Below 60, most people don't even notice the humidity whatsoever. When it gets into the 70s, it really, really starts to feel that you get that humid, nasty feel. Gets into the middle 70s, which is where it is today, 76, 77, which is about as high as it will ever get around here. That's when the air is, you just almost feel like you start sweating almost immediately. Your body just, you can feel that air really, really just all around you. And that produces what's called a heat index, significantly higher than what the actual temperature is. So if you have a temperature of, say, 88 or 90 degrees and a dew point of, say, 77, you'll get a heat index or a feels-like temperature of around 100, 101, 102, which is what your body actually is reacting to. So as though you were stepping out into 102 degrees. So your body has to cool itself at that rate instead.
Yes, I would say that it feels like it's about 100 degrees when I step outside.
Yeah, easily. And like Provincetown earlier today was at, I think, 103, which is the highest I think I've seen on the Cape in this particular outbreak of heat. Although we've certainly had higher ones. I was going back through records actually earlier today to kind of get a sense. And even just a couple of years ago, we had a stretch in July where we were up into the mid-90s with dew points in a similar range, so heat index, again, 105, that kind of thing. So very long, hot week, but not terrible in terms of where we've been in the past.
So let's look forward now. What do we see for the weekend?
Sure. So tomorrow will be pretty much a repeat performance of today. I don't see it being a whole lot different. It'll probably be a little cooler off Cape, but here on the Cape, my guess is it's actually going to be rather similar, 85 to 90 degrees, very humid. A cold front will finally drop down through the area Saturday night into probably Sunday morning, which will allow some drier air finally to come down from Canada. Sunday should be a pretty nice day, around 80, much, much lower humidity. Dew points will come down into the 60s, maybe even the upper 50s by Sunday evening, so it'll feel much better out there. Nice, pleasant day on Sunday. Monday should be a pretty nice day, too.
Meteorologist Phil Burt, you can follow his forecasts at CapeCodWeather.net. Phil, thanks for speaking with us.
Anytime. Thanks, Steve.